This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend, Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together.
Sometimes when a mathematics teacher is beginning a new kind of problem, he'll go to the blackboard and work out an example for the students. The Lord Jesus does something like this in today's lesson. He explains the parable of the sower, or as we titled it last time, the parable of the soils. We're studying together the Gospel of Mark. Today we're going to begin our study with Mark 4, verse 10. The Lord Jesus has just given the parable to the crowd by the seashore.
Mark 4:10-12. And as soon as he was alone, his followers, along with the 12, began asking him about the parables. And he was saying to them, "To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables, in order that while seeing they may see and not perceive, and while hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they return again and be forgiven."
This is admittedly a difficult passage. Let's use real care as we study it together. First, we note that out of the great crowds that followed him, some got closer than others. The 12 were included in that group, and certain other followers. They would question him about the parables, and then he would explain them in detail. He would work out each part of the problem for them. He was glad to do this. He wanted to do this. A parable would whet the appetite of a really interested person, and then that person would inquire and learn more. This is true today. The really seeking soul will find. He'll learn more. And now the other side of the coin. There were some who were only casually interested. They're the kind of people who like the novel idea, always wanting to hear some new thing. They hear the story of the parable and then they go on. Someone has well commented, "The worth of parables as instruments of teaching lies in their being a test of character. They withhold the light from those who love darkness. They protect the truth from the scoffer and leave something for the careless which may be understood afterwards. They reveal the seekers after truth who ask the meaning of the parable. In this way, the parable does its work. It found out the fit hearers and led them on." Let's just pause and think about this for a moment. What kind of a hearer are you? If you want more truth, ask the Lord for it. He will see that you get it through His Word, through this and other Bible teaching programs, through individuals. Light obeyed brings more light. If you are not sincerely interested in these things, you might as well turn the radio off. Am I speaking too strongly? I feel there's a real need to be honest about spiritual things, honest with the Lord, honest with ourselves. Now Mark 4, verses 21 to 23.
"And he was saying to them, 'A lamp is not brought to be put under a peck measure, it is, or under a bed. Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor anything been secret but that it should come to light. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear.'"
Again, the Lord Jesus talks to them about things familiar. A lamp, a peck measure, a bed. These were found in almost every Jewish home. And by the way, the translation lamp is more accurate than candle. This was an earthenware lamp in the shape of a small plate, turned up at one end to hold the wick and containing a spoonful of oil. Often this small lamp would be put high on an ornate lampstand. This, of course, was just the opposite of putting it under a peck measure or under a bed. This whole picture speaks to us of the parable. The Lord wants people to have the light. God's first word in the Bible, in Genesis 1:3, was, "Let there be light." He is the light of the world. And these parables, properly used, would lead to more light. He continues this idea in verse 25.
Mark 4:25, "For whoever has, to him shall more be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him."
This is a solemn verse. When we receive truth, we must take great care as to how we use it. Glover comments, "It is wonderful how having helps in the getting. Having one language helps in the gaining of another. Having mathematics helps in getting science. Capital tends to gather more wealth. Nothing succeeds like success. One victory leads the way to another. The knowledge of one truth ever opens the mind for the perception of another." Again, we ask the question, what kind of a hearer are you? If you will listen carefully, the Lord will give you more. If you will ask, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Let's continue by looking at verses 26 through 29.
Mark 4:26 to 29. "And he was saying, The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the ground, and goes to bed at night, and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts up and grows, and he himself does not know. The earth produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come."
This parable is recorded for us only in the Gospel of Mark. We know some events in the life of the Lord Jesus are given in each of the Gospels, for instance, the feeding of the 5,000. But here's a parable that's found only in the Gospel of Mark. In this chapter, we've been especially concerned about the soil, about how the hearer receives the seed. But here let us notice the sower. Notice he does two things. He sows the seed, and he's there to reap it. There's a reminder here that we can sow the seed of the Word of God, but it is the Lord who makes it grow. We are actually limited in what we can do. It is for us to be faithful in sowing. We have a great confidence in the seed. We have a great confidence in the Word of God. In this radio correspondence school ministry, we try to sow the seed in every direction, and we have confidence in a harvest. The Lord has already allowed us to see some reaping. And just as it takes time for the seed to germinate and grow, so in spiritual matters we must have patience. We should not go around digging up the seed to see if it's going to grow. We've had some challenging things before us today. We close with two questions. Sower, have you done any sowing lately? Have you been putting out the seed? Listener, what kind of a hearer are you? Remember the solemn warnings about careless listening to the things of God.
Walk with me, talk to me. Thank you.
Jesus.